Welcome back to Let's Talk Knoxville. My guest today is Chuck Galeazzi, volunteer organizer of the Crisis Shelter and Food Organization with Helping Hands. And it's coming up the holiday time, Chuck, and I think people are probably starting to need a little bit of help more than usual, aren't they?
Yes, that's very true. With the stimulus money running out on the food stamp program last week, we've seen some increased activity at the Helping Hands. And of course, we're starting our Thanksgiving and Christmas baskets along with Children's Gifts program. And we're the clearinghouse for that. And we're looking for donors to come in and pick up a family and maybe put together a Thanksgiving basket for them, or later on a Christmas basket. Like I said, we're the clearinghouse, and we're encouraging people in this compassionate community to come forward and help us with this program.
And Helping Hands isn't necessarily just food, is it?
No, we're open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9 to 3, and we have anywhere from socks to refrigerators at different times. We'll accept anything that's not dangerous, and we'll turn around and give it away. There's no paid employees here, and we just do it for the Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody has it in their heart, and we accept donations, and we give them away, of course, we also have the crisis shelter upstairs. We have the aid apartments, and then we have the family crisis shelter also.
Who needs this program?
Well, there's always a segment of this our population here in Marion County that are in need. We have to sit down and remember that 50% of our children in the school are on free or reduced lunches. Even if you're working at minimum wage, you know, you need something else to supplement for these children. It's a lot easier to come to Helping Hands and get a pair of jeans than to spend that needed money for the mortgage or whatever at another store. So if somebody needs something, you know, we're there for them. And there's a tremendous need in this county right now. You have to realize that Helping Hands services, Harvey, Tracy, Bussey, Hamilton, Columbia, Attica, Melcher, and Pleasantville. So it's not just Knoxville. It's everything on this side of the river. When you put that together, these are families that are struggling. You know, as a nation, we're struggling, and we're there to help fulfill any need we can. It's, you know, it's a lot better to share our things with somebody than take them to the dump.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it.
Right.
Yeah. How many families would you say the Helping Hands has assisted this year?
To date, we had 6,371 families, which turns into 16,433 people. On any given food day, it usually runs around 300, 350. We noticed last Monday it was 384, and November will be more, and so will December, with our regular groceries that we hand out where we buy our product from the Iowa Food Bank. You know, it's a place where people in the past probably have been able to get by with their food stamps, but with this average cut of about $50 a family, they're looking for other ways to supplement their food.
Are there toys for kids at Christmas?
Oh, yes. We have, this is probably something that's close to my wife and I's heart, is the children's gifts. We had over 300 children last year, and the very first year we did it, and you know, I was a little sad. I don't know. I had that feeling that everybody gets that, you know, maybe this is too much. And it was Christmas afternoon, and we'd had our family dinner, and I had some time, and I went to a place, apartment house, knocked on the door, and there was a lady there, and I presented the gifts, and she hugged me and started crying. She said, "Someone else loves my kids." And I went back home, and I told my wife, I said, "We're in. If we have to have this program." Sometimes maybe people take advantage of things, but that's up to them. The Lord Jesus Christ has nothing to do with me. I want to be here for the children if I can at Christmas time.
And what a feeling to have somebody.
Oh, it is. I mean, I cried when I went down the steps. And as I think of it now, I still could get teary-eyed over it, because there are people out there hoping, you know, that somebody will advocate for them. And that's what we as a compassionate community need to do. We need to think, what can we do for these people, the ones that can't, those in need, the forgotten ones? We need to advocate and try to make their lives a little bit easier.
Can you explain a little bit how, if someone is interested in donating, how do they do that?
You know, you can always come to Helping Hands. We're open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9 to 3. Or if you would like to financially donate, you know, you can send it to Helping Hands in care of Helping Hands. Our address is 110 West Main. But what I would really like to see now is to come to Helping Hands and get a registration form that somebody has registered for Thanksgiving or Christmas or children's gifts. And maybe your family is grown and you know, you don't need any more trinkets, and say, hey, listen, let's kind of pitch in and get some gifts for some children, or maybe a Thanksgiving basket for a family in need, or a Christmas basket. That's right now seems to be the biggest thing that I would like people to do.
Okay.
And just come and select a family. I have over 200 of the Thanksgiving ones right now. It's approaching that many for Christmas already. If this message so inspires you, come in and look at the store and see what we do and talk to the people. But what I'd really like you to do is to select a family for Thanksgiving. We need to get Thanksgiving out of the way before we can go to Christmas. Their name, address, and telephone number will be on this sheet. What you'll do is put together the basket and deliver it to their house. If for some reason you feel uncomfortable doing that, we could have them pick it up at the store. Here they do a beautiful job getting canned goods to us. And anybody that's collecting canned goods and stuff, I need Thanksgiving product before the 21st. And
so just have it in there about a week ahead of the event.
And of course, we'll take it anytime we can get it.
Sure.
But we had 272 baskets last year for Christmas and stuff. Well, this is a beginning, and I do appreciate
okay.
it. Thank you very much.
Thank
God
you
God bless
for coming
you. Okay?
in today.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Good luck this season.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Knoxville with Chuck Galeazzi talking about Helping Hands in Marion County. You can download and listen to Let's Talk Knoxville on demand on KNIAKRLS.com on the radio audio media player. Keep it tuned to Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.